We've been looking into the book of Revelation a little bit, and we've noticed that company of people that's gathered round the throne. And it's interesting to take note of the things that you read about that proceed from the throne. The Bible speaks there of living waters that proceed from the throne. That seems to have something to do with the Spirit of God that satisfies our life when we acknowledge Him as our King, bow before Him. They say there's a sea of glass around the throne. I like in the morning when I look at the lake and it's so still. You can see the reflection of the trees and of the clouds. And I think that sea of glass speaks of perfect peace. When Jesus is really Lord of our life and King of our life, He fills us with His perfect peace. And there are other wonderful things that we read about that take place around the throne when God is seated upon His throne and we acknowledge Him as our Lord. And we don't have to wait to heaven to experience those things. That's one of the wonderful things that we've been enjoying about Revelation, that so much of that is for now. And we can have a foretaste. And so tonight we're singing about crowning Him Lord of all. That's not something you wait to do when you get to heaven. You've got to do that now. I trust we all have. Acknowledge that Jesus is my King. And I want to be a good subject. I've got a lot to learn along those lines. You do too, I suppose. But first of all, we have to acknowledge He's my King. I belong to Him. He has the right to do with me and my life anything that He chooses. And I must learn to submit to Him. And I must learn to trust Him and live for His glory. Praise God. God's been helping us to do that here at Pilgrim Camp. I know that He's been dealing with me about those things and imparting His grace to me as I've been reaching out. I trust that you can testify to the same. God's been really helping us to let Jesus reign and have His way in our life more perfectly. Praise God. If we left Pilgrim Camp and that's what was accomplished, well, I don't think there could be anything much better than that. That we leave this place having Jesus more greatly exalted upon the throne of our hearts. Praise God. And we determine to be a better servant, a better subject, trusting and obeying, because there's no other way to be happy in Him but to trust and obey. Let's also sing number 44. I've begun to notice that in this song, it tells us that where there's perfect submission, then there's perfect rest. When there's perfect submission, there's perfect delight. You make that connection. I hope you make that as you sing this song. It's not just a song about praising the Lord, but we praise Him with our lips, but we also praise Him with our lives. And if it doesn't come from our life, first of all, the praise of our lips doesn't mean very much. Praise God. The Bible says, "These people draw nigh unto me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." The Lord said that in the book of Isaiah. Found fault with His people. And so this song, yes, speaks about praising the Lord all the day long. But that praise flows from a life of submission. I submit myself to Jesus, to His authority in my life. I want Him to have His way. And if I learn to submit to the degree that I learn to submit, I'll experience perfect delight, visions of rapture and so on, perfect rest, and I'll be happy and blessed. Amen. So let's sing it, number 44, and let's praise Him as we do. Oh, praise God. Lord, we know that you are enthroned upon the praises of your people. And we pray that as we praise you from the heart tonight, that you will be more highly exalted upon the throne of our hearts, that you will manifest your authority over us, Lord, that you will cause the power of God to subdue all things unto yourself. Lord, there are things in our lives that yet need to bow to your lordship, and we can't make them bow, but as we acknowledge you as our King, we know, Lord, that you cause them to bow. Hallelujah. And you give us victory, Jesus. Lord, that you might be glorified in our lives. We're so thankful for having such a wonderful King. The government is upon his shoulders. We're so glad, Lord, that we don't have to try to run our own lives, but Lord, that you have taken that responsibility upon yourself. And we gladly give it to you, Lord. Dear Jesus, you know those tonight that are making decisions and they need guidance from you. Lord, you're our King and our Good Shepherd. We pray, Lord, that you will give wisdom and light, that you will open the doors of your choosing and close the doors that we would go through that we ought not to. Lord, we are depending upon you to guide us, to get us where we ought to be, doing what we ought to be doing, when we ought to be doing it. And so, Lord, we thank you. Bless these young people. Many of them are at a place in their life where they're seeking God concerning different aspects of his will. Lord, relationships and careers and so on. Lord, we pray that you will give them the confidence that God is able to lead them. They might not know how to be led, but God is able to lead them. And Lord, as they pray, make it a matter of earnest prayer and are careful about the decisions they make, that each decision may honor God. We believe, Lord, that you're going to guide them. And we're so thankful for that, Lord. You've never left us to ourselves to figure everything out by ourselves, Lord. We're so thankful that you want to make all those decisions for us. And so, Lord, help them tonight. And in these days, as they go back home, maybe there are other ones here that are making decisions, Lord, crucial decisions. Lord, we don't know which way to go, which way to turn. But, Lord, we're believing that you are our counselor, and that you will guide us into your way. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God.